United Nations singers at the memorial to the 29 fallen peacekeepers. Friends, relatives, and colleagues of the peacekeepers gathered at the United Nations in person or by video link to honor their lives and devotion to the cause of peace. Speaking about the group, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said they represented 11 duty stations and 16 nationalities.
In their names and backgrounds, we see the story of the United Nations. People from all corners of the world, many from humble circumstances, serving far from home. Some came from places once mired in conflict, and they were determined to bring a measure of peace to others. We recall the privilege of working with our fallen colleagues.
The Secretary General said his fervent wish was that such a memorial ceremony would never have to take place, that all staff could perform their jobs without having to take risks.
Yet we know that the United Nations peacekeepers and all personnel are increasingly exposed to high-risk environment. We continue to focus on enhancing staff security. And we continue to call on governments to uphold their responsibility to provide security and prosecute those who target and attack UN staff.
Indeed, UN personnel are increasingly being called upon to perform in high-risk areas, says the president of the Security Council for the month of November, Ambassador Hardeep Singh Puri of India.
They were out there performing their official duties, a responsibility that we member states had mandated them to do. It is therefore incumbent that we all come together with the highest sense of respect and gratitude, because no ceremony or parade, no hug or handshake is enough to truly honor the sacrifice that they have made in the line of duty. We must commit today to ourselves to do more in serving them and their families as they served the cause of the UN.
The president of the UN General Assembly, Mr. Vuk Jeremic, said the ceremony allowed colleagues to remember and grieve for the fallen alongside their families, as well as to ask what more can be done to serve the cause of peace and reconciliation.
Our pledge to carry on the work of our deceased colleagues is perhaps the most meaningful affirmation we can make to ensure that they did not die in vain.
Jerry Adams, United Nations.